We are back with another Super Bowl 16 preview show, hype show. I would call it the bracketology show because we're going to be talking about all the matches and the brackets laid out for Super Strong Style 16 2022. Got some special guests that we'll introduce to you straight away. First of all, we've got JC, Justin Clapper, all the way from the US. JC, how are you doing, my friend?
Hey, I'm doing fantastic, guys. Thanks for asking me to be a part of what should be one of the best three nights. You guys, progress just keeps getting better and better. And now this time it's going to get better and better. Three nights in a row.
Absolutely. And so my regular co-host, good friend, ring announcer extraordinaire, Mike Angus, how are you doing?
Yeah, great to see you all, guys. It's nice and sunny here on the world today. So we're getting ready for Super Strong Style 16. And you know what? We're so excited. We've had a couple of conversations about it already, Jonas. But yeah, there's been some more announcements and we can't wait to run through everything and run through the brackets and the matches today and let you know some predictions. So yeah, going to be brilliant.
Indeed. And this man needs no introduction, but I'm going to introduce him anyway. Mr. Lee McAteer. Lee, great to have you back on. How are you doing?
Yeah, great. Thanks, mate. Thank you very much for having us back on the show. And it's a real pleasure and privilege. And it's also great to see the amazing Justin Clapper, who's got a phenomenal track record and pedigree in professional wrestling, who I've learned a huge amount from over the years. So it's great to see JC. And I have to say, to see two mad dogs, one obviously in person, one being James Bond behind him. You know, why have one mad dog when you can have two?
That's awesome. It. My brother awesome. Got me this. Absolutely love it. You know, I just thought if we're, might as well put it up somewhere so everyone gets to see it. So, yeah, very exciting. Also, I'm interested by JC's coin collection there. What's that you've got, JC? Are they your stamps or your medals? Or
you know what? I wish these were mine, but I'm actually at the office where I'm working a little bit. I'm in Pennsylvania instead of Wisconsin. These are all Olympic pins throughout the various Olympiads in history. So
I thought he was going to say Olympic medals then, but
I was going to say Olympic medals, but I didn't even look and realize that they're not Olympic medals, but they're pretty cool pin collection. So
awesome!
I like it. Looks great.
Indeed, we're only days away, guys, from Super Strong Style 16. 3 days, June the 3rd, 4th, and 5th, bank holiday weekend over here in the UK. Three amazing days of action. Today, we're going to be taking a deep look into the brackets. The matches have been announced. We're going to have a look at the brackets. I'm going to break down the matches and to talk about the competitors involved. And it's super strong. So I mean, we've spoken about some of the other fringe matches like Cara Noir versus Spike Trevet in the I Quit, Loser Leaves Progress match, the Triple Threat Ladder match, and so much more. Kanji versus Giselle Shaw. And we've spoken about them in depth the last two Super Strong Style 16 preview shows with myself and Mad Dog and special guests. But today we're going to be concentrating on the brackets. It's all about this, guys. So one new champion will be crowned at the end of Super Strong Style, June the 5th. And it's going to be absolutely fantastic. But we were live a few days ago. And from that evening onwards, we had six new entries into Super Strong Style 16 this year. And let's have a quick look at those before we start looking at the matches. Of course, Charles Crowley was announced just before we went on air. And we announced that again on our last preview show. He's going to be a fantastic entrant into Super Strong Style 16 this year. Jack Evans was announced 8 p.m. When we went live. And that's a huge, huge name to come over to the UK and take part in Super Strong Style this year. Callum Newman, a very, very promising, exciting young British talent. Can't wait to see what he does in Super Strong Style this year. Dean Allmark, certainly a favourite of mine. Like I say, he's going to be making his first appearance in a Super Strong Style tournament this year. And Dino's had some great outings for Progress in 2022. And Super Strong Style will be no different, I'm sure. Charlie Dempsey, a real breakout star of NXT UK. Oh. He's going to be part of Super Strong Style. And not forgetting, you saw his video at the opening of this video of this podcast. Johnny Progress will be coming over to the UK, and he will be one of the favourites, no doubt, in this year's Super Strong Style 16 tournament. But guys, just your initial thoughts on some of those final entries into this year's tournament, and of course, not forgetting Johnny Morrison, John Morrison, and of course, we're going to be calling him Johnny Progress on the 3rd, 4th, and 5th of June. JC, give us your thoughts.
Well, it's huge. I mean, I can't imagine that, you know, having this tournament, this almost this WrestleMania 4 type tournament for the title, I can't imagine, you know, narrowing it down to 16 men that were probably just chomping at the bit. But Johnny Progress coming over and taking part of the tournament is huge. Jack Evans is a beast. I mean, you've got, you know, the who's who. I'm sure there was a lot of names that got left off the list. So whoever comes out on top is going to have every competitor in the world looking for them. So I'm excited. It's going to be great 3 days of action.
And Lee, if I can throw it over to you, just your thoughts on some of them names that dropped after our live show last week. Some big names there.
Absolutely, but they are great names, but this is a great tournament. In my opinion, it's the greatest tournament that these shores have got to offer. So there's absolutely no reason why everybody in the best of the best don't want to be a part of it. And the most difficult thing for myself and Martin and the rest of the team is being able to say to some unbelievable talent that unfortunately you've not made the 16 this year. And that's also something that's become very, very difficult. But again, appreciate I'm majorly biased, but you look at the caliber of the names that have now been announced, the full 16. It is super, super exciting. And as I stand here, so I sit here, you know, my phone's still blowing up. I've still got a number of people that are looking to be on the show. Spoiler alert, but I've actually had a message off Mr. Jonathan Gresham, who is keen to talk. So that could be very interesting to see where that leads. So there's a lot of stuff that's going on. And of course, the only way to be there is to be there live at the ballroom from the 3rd to the 5th of June.
Absolutely. All the details running along the bottom of the screen and where you can get your tickets. It's as simple as going to progresswrestling.com/tickets. And Mad Dog, just before we start breaking down some of the matches, this has to be the most stacked Super Strong Style tournament Progress has ever held.
It's insane. You know, you've got Jack Evans stepping in, a guy who's had, you know, a 20-year career so far. You know, he's part of Generation Next. He's been in AAA, Ring of Honor, AEW. You know, he's been all over the show and he's, you know, what a talent he is. Cannot wait to welcome him back to the UK. Then Johnny Progress. What can you say about Johnny Progress? Literally one of my favorite wrestlers of the last 20 years. Amazing wrestler. You know, I remember seeing him back in sort of, I think it was Sheffield when SmackDown was over in about 2006 with Eminem back in the day, you know, with Nitro, Molina and Mercury. And, you know, to think back and then to see that he's still going and still, you know, operating at that level and being so, so good. And to know that he's coming to London just next week, you know, to be part of our shows is just amazing. And then you've got wrestlers like Dean Allmark, who is, you know, in my opinion, if not the best technical wrestler in the UK. You know, he trains people who we, you know, call superstars nowadays. And he is, you know, somebody who's going to want to prove a point in this. He is, you know, technically an absolute master. You know, I call him the sensei of the superstars. So, yeah, cannot wait to see what Dino brings to the tournament. And, of course, Callum, you know, I've only got to see Callum a few times with his with Danny Black and Maverick Mayhew and Joe Lando, his friends down in London at Progress. But he has impressed so much in the matches that I've seen from him. So, you know, it's so exciting. And you can never take away from Charles Crowley. You know, he is one of the most entertaining performers in the UK at the moment. And he's, you know, he can be horrible. And we all know that. And we know what the fans call him. So we'll keep that off the show for now. But, you know, he's going to be causing havoc as well. So it's going to be exciting. And, of course, just before I sign off, it's been a great podcast, guys. just before I sign off, we had Charlie Dempsey visit us at Progress HQ last week. So that was really interesting to actually get a chance to chat to him. And, you know, we did catch up with him. So excited to see what he brings to the tournament as well. So, yeah, it's going to be amazing. And, I can't wait. It's so exciting.
Absolutely, absolutely. And you queued me up perfectly there, Mike, because I want to throw it to the video of yourself talking to Charlie Dempsey at Progress HQ only last week. Here we go.
Mike Mad Dog Angus here, Progress HQ, and I'm joined by the latest entrance into Super Strong Style 16. It's Charlie Dempsey. Charlie, I hear you've been training hard, getting ready for this one. What have you been doing?
Same type of training I would any fights. Lots of catch wrestling, lots of grappling, submission-based stuff, anything I can do to win.
Excellent. Super Strong Style 16 is next weekend, June 3rd, 4th and 5th. Who are you looking forward to facing in the tournament? Who would you ideally take on in a match there?
There's a few names I want to wrestle for this tournament, but one name that stands out a lot, because I think me and him have similar styles, is Chris Ridgway. If I get my hands on him, I think me and him are going to have a lot of fun trying to out-wrestle each other.
What a match that would be. Northwest Strong's Chris Ridgway taking on Charlie Dempsey. I'd like to see that. It could happen at Super Strong Style 16. Now, Charlie, we've announced a lot of wrestlers this week who are going to be in the tournament. People like Maggot, Jack Evans, and yesterday Charles Crowley announced in the tournament. What would you do if you faced any of those competitors?
Doesn't matter who I face. First round, second round, third round, I'm going to make it all the way to the end. I'm going to take the Progress Championship at the end, Super Strong Style 16.
Yeah, here first. Make sure you're there. June 3rd, 4th and 5th, the bank holiday weekend. Progress, Super Strong Style 16.
Absolutely, and he means 100% business. And he's going to be very, very exciting to watch. This is the brackets as it stands, all 16 competitors. And one of those will walk away on Sunday, the 5th of June, as the brand new Progress World Champion. Let's start having a look at some of the matches then, guys, because there's plenty to get our teeth into today. And the first match we're going to have a look at, obviously two big names, two potential favourites for the whole thing. Remarkably going to be in a first round match against one another. Before we get your thoughts, we did have a big demo drop us a video.
Progress Wrestling, it's your boy Big Demo, and I'm sure you've heard the news that this year's Super Strong Style, the winner gets the Progress World Heavyweight Championship. And it's the talk of the locker room across the world. And everybody is hungry, but nobody is hungrier than Big Damon. Because this year I am promising bangers and blitzes. Bangers for you, the fans, and blitzes, well, they're for everybody else. You see, a Belfast blitz is going to rain down on London City. A Belfast blitz is going to rain down on Camden Town. And a Belfast blitz is going to deliver Big Damon the Progress World Heavyweight Championship.
Big Damo, and he's looking to back up his words against Warren Banks, one of the UK's finest and many people's favourite for the tournament. Lee, I'm going to start with you. Two big names. It's going to be a huge clash in the first round to crown this year's Super Strong Style champion.
Two absolutely huge names, and to be fair, you'd think that both those gentlemen would very much be at the business end of this tournament, but sadly one of them has got to go. It's going to be so difficult to call. You've got Warren, who has been so close to becoming Progress World Champion. You look what happened in the anniversary show. Everybody thought he was going to do it. Sadly, it didn't happen. But then you look at somebody of the calibre of Big Damo. I know that JC's been spending some time with him recently. The man is absolute. He is. He's a, you know, absolute. He's a Belfast legend. He's a world legend. And he's somebody that, quite frankly, nobody's going to want to mess with. And I think if there's ever any reason to come to day one of Super Strong Style, that match is definitely it.
And JC, I'm going to throw it over to you. You know Damo, and how do you think he's going to fare against a brilliant competitor such as Warren Banks in this tournament?
I got to tell you, I'm not trying to take anything away from Warren Banks, but having the opportunity to spend some time with Big Damo just a couple weeks ago, he was in a triple threat match with the Mecca, Brian Johnson, Afa Jr., who many of you might remember as Manu in his run in the WWE. three big men going at it, and he is focused. I was lucky enough to catch him backstage and film that interview. He is ready. There is nothing. The big man was absolutely salivating at the fact that all he has to do is get through this tournament. He's focused, he's driven, and he can become the Progress World Champion. I just think he's going to be an unstoppable force. Nothing against Mr. Banks, but I think Damo is, he's focused. He's a monster. You put that opportunity at the championship in front of him, I just don't know what's going to stop him.
And Mad Dog, finally to yourself, two huge names on the circuit. We're going to have an upset because one of the favorites is going to be going out in the first round. But how do you call this one?
Yeah, what a match. What a match to get drawn out in the first round. And, you know, Warren has done so well fighting all around the UK. He's built up to such a level now that I think he's absolutely ready for this. He's fought against the best and he's ready to go. And, you know, as well, you speak about Damo. He's fought all the way to the very top in the world of professional wrestling, you know, and he's, you know, shown such promise there and been absolutely great talent. Interestingly, I looked on the Instagram polls just earlier, and the poll for that one at the moment is with Warren in the lead with 54%. So that's predictions from our fans. So that's great to hear. Make sure to check that out. We've got a predictions contest going on at the moment. So if you can predict who you think is going to be going through to the next round, get yourselves involved. It's all happening over on the Twitter there and on the Instagram. So make sure to check that out. And, you know, for me, that's a tough one to call. It's almost 50-50. And it'll be so interesting to see how that one goes down on day one of Super Strong Style 16.
Absolutely. That's going to be one to watch for sure on day one. But the winner of that match will be going up against the winner of this match. We've got Kid Lykos, accompanied to the ring, as always, by Kid Lykos 2, going up against the WXW Shotgun Champion and a new Progress favourite, Maggot, with his awesome entrance. And he, of course, overcame in that four-way to find himself as an entrant into Super Strong Style 16 this year. But Kid Lykos, he's very familiar to the Progress faithful. And of course, he had huge involvement in Chapter 134. But this is going to be a fun match. And two very dynamic, fast-paced wrestlers, two fast-paced athletes. They're going to put on a hell of a display at Super Strong Style in the first round. Lee, I'm going to throw it over to you again. This is going to be a great contest. And of course, the winner will face the winner of our previous match.
Well, John, as I can tell you firsthand that Gresham is really, really angry with Kid Lykos, really angry with Kid Lykos too. And I think there's going to be a lot to be said about that over the Super Strong Style 16 weekend. But of course, Lykos, he's desperate to be Progress World Champion. And of course, everybody else is as well. But what a competitor he's going up against. Maggot, we went to WXW. We saw him live. We saw him there. He was so impressive in Germany. He was incredibly impressive to win that fatal four-way. So this is going to be a real hard one to predict. You've got two people. You've got one in which of Maggot that is desperate to prove himself outside of Germany. And let's be frank about it, there's nowhere better to do that than Progress. And Kid Lykos, let's be frank about it, he wanted to be Jonathan Gresham. He was jealous of the fact that he wasn't the world champion. And he now sees this as his way of getting there. And by getting Gresham disqualified, this was the way in which he felt as though he could become Progress World Champion. There's nobody, and I believe me when I say this, nobody more determined to win this tournament than Kid Lykos. But Maggot is in his way.
There we go. And JC, what's your knowledge of Maggot and a Kid Lykos? This should be an interesting match, but two might be fairly unfamiliar names to yourself. But any thoughts?
Very unfamiliar. Just going on looks and doing a little bit of research that I could before we got on here. Hey, I've been involved in pro wrestling for a very long time. We're on 25 years now. And if there's one thing I've learned personally is never trust a man wearing a mask. Never, ever. I don't care if they're a heel or a baby face. So I got to put my money on the guy that's coming out of WXW, Maggot. But I also got to say, hey, Just because I say don't trust the guy in a mask, that's exactly why you need to keep your eye on the Lycos boys. So I'm gonna be solid here all the way down the line, guys. I'm not gonna be fair. I'm gonna make my predictions, and I'll stand by them, right or wrong. I'm gonna go with Maggot in this one.
Very interesting. Very interesting. And Mad Dog, this is going to be a really fun match. Like I say, two very fast-paced, dynamic wrestlers. Kid Lycos, he's going to want to prove himself after his antics, after his shenanigans, shall we say, Chapter 134. And Maggot's not going to want to leave the UK shores without getting a couple of victories under his belt. But what say you?
Yeah, exactly. You know, Maggot, absolutely so impressive on the last show, and I just hope he's as good again in this one, and he's going to need to be, because he's not just going against Kid Lycos. Kid Lycos 2 is going to be there as well, and that numbers game, you know, they always talk about the numbers game. It could catch up with him, but Lycos is somebody I've seen wrestle all around the UK for a long time. He's he's a veteran in his own right, and you know, to have Kid Lycos 2 there, who you know, I was only saying the other day, he's been wrestling for 10 years. And the guy is, he's only young still, but he's been wrestling for 10 years. So, you know, they're two wily veterans. They're wily wolves. And you know, he's going to be at ringside. So, I'd be concerned for Maggot here. And, let's see if he can pull it off and get through to the next round. We'll find out.
Absolutely, absolutely. And as we go through these matches, don't forget to leave your thoughts and your predictions in the comments. It'd be great fun to see who you think are going to win some of these matches. Sticking with the right-hand side of the draw, we're going to be looking at our next match. And, of course, it is going to be Aramis from Mexico, the Mexican luchador coming over to the UK shores. And he will be going up against one of the best high flyers, one of the most fast-paced athletes, wrestlers, performers in the UK, Robbie X. This one is going to be so fast-paced, you're not going to want to blink. You might miss something. But Mr. McAteer, this one is going to be a sight to behold, and some high-flying dynamic action like you've never seen before.
Absolutely. And when we talked about the start of the show, the fact that Super Strong Style 16 brings people from all around the world, the very best of the best. When you've got someone like Aramis coming over from Mexico, that tells you exactly what this tournament is all about. But my word, I've had a lot of opportunities to see Robbie X in person. And my word, Robbie X, I think, has got, don't get me wrong, he's already established, he's already doing amazing. But anytime I'm at a different show and I see Robbie X, there's always something to look forward to. And having spoken to him directly and spoke to him personally in Newcastle, and I said to him straight, I think you should be a part of Super Strong Style 16. He turned around to me and said it really would be a dream to be on Super Strong Style 16. And to put these two men together, as you rightly said, Jonas, this is going to be action-packed. It's going to be high-paced. And truly, I can't call this one. I really can't call this one. This is some, you know, I don't like, as JC and Mike, who've known me for many years, I'm certainly not someone who sits on the fence. But on this one, I mean, interestingly, Mike, what's the Instagram poll saying right now for who they think is going to win this one?
You know what? I think it's it was quite highly in the favour of Robbie X. Obviously, a lot of the people in the UK have had a chance to see Robbie in the past. You know, he's wrestled for Progress once before, I think about 8 years ago. And you know what? He is so good. But I think that could be down to the fact that they've not had much chance to see Aramis before. And, you know, I've watched a couple of his matches online. I mentioned the one about Ray Phoenix the other day. He's fought a lot of matches over there. And, you know, this guy looks at, you know, technically very sound, both, you know, high-flying Lucha Libre style. And it'll be, it's going to be a great match, that one. It's going to be so, you know, aerial abilities are just off the chart for these guys. And it's, it's going to be so entertaining. I just cannot wait for that one. But at the moment, the UK fans who are voting on Progress Online and worldwide, I assume, are saying that they think Robbie X has got the edge in this one.
I think what's really interesting about that is that I think that also shows us that people aren't going to necessarily know what to expect when Aramis actually arrives at what is now the Electric Ballroom, but we'll get to that a little bit later on. But let me tell you firsthand is that for me, I think if Aramis can get through that first round, I think he could be a real shock. But I he could do it. You know, for those who haven't managed to check him out yet, check him out, because as you said, mate, his match against Phoenix and all the other stuff that he's done in Mexico. There's a reason why he is so well known over there and why he's keen to prove himself across the shores to the UK. And it's going to be a really, it's going to be a hell of a match.
And JC, I know that you love your high-flying action. You must be a big fan of these two. Give us your thoughts. Robbie X, one of the best in the UK, against Aramis from Mexico.
I'm going to go against the grain here. I'm going to predict that we've got a victory by Aramis simply because Robbie X, you know, I think that he can take Robbie X and the UK crowd by surprise. I'm not too familiar, but I'm a little familiar with Robbie X. Aramis, obviously, a luchador. He's going against high-flying stuff all the time. So I think what you got to look at when you're talking about somebody from Mexico is not just their offense, but their defense and counterholds too that they could do. So I'm going to predict Aramis. But what I'm also going to predict here right now, which I should have said at the beginning, there's a lot of names that I'm not familiar with. If you're not able to get there, because this is going to be your opportunity to see 16 guys that you may or may not be familiar with, along with all the other matches. This is going to be kind of a who's who, and I could not think of a better 3 days to get your tickets and go see Progress. I, for one, am going to have to wait because I'm here in the States. Whenever the channel here allows it to be on, I'm going to be waiting for it. But hopefully you guys will keep me updated. But I'm going to go Aramis, final answer. And you're right. If he gets out of this one, look out.
Well, if he gets out of this one, he's going to be facing the winner of this match at the Elec Drip Ballroom. You've got Johnny Progress against Jack Evans. Two huge stars, let's be honest. And what they've not done in the wrestling business is not worth mentioning. They've been all over the world, wrestled for all the companies. And these are two huge acquisitions for Super Strong Star 16 this year. And like I say, the winner of this will be facing the winner of Robbie X Aramis, which sets up a beautiful second round tie. But let's talk about this one first. As we said at the top of the show, guys, this was two huge acquisitions, two huge signings to Progress and Super Strong Star 16 this year. And this could be the most star-studded match we have in round one. Lee, I'm going to hand it over to you. This one is going to be an amazing match between two of the very best.
Jonas, if there was ever a single reason for why you should come to day one of Super Strong Star 16, this is the match. Jack Evans, I believe, has not been in the UK wrestling for, I think it's almost 5 years now, Mad Dog, I think it's give or take.
Yeah, I believe so.
And John Morrison, a.k.a. the new Johnny Progress. This is the reason why you come to Progress. This is the reason why people come from all around the world, Super Strong Style. You know, we've got people coming from Brazil that are coming to Super Strong Style. We've got people from all around the world. And do you know what? That was even before this match was announced. And, you know, I've had some, you know, nice chats with both gents in terms of what they're looking to achieve. Both of them are really, really wanting to be the next Progress World Champion. They were both very jealous of the fact that Mr. Gresham was champion beforehand. And when they saw that the championship had come vacated, they wanted a crack at the prize. They wanted a crack at the gold. And this match is going to be on fire. And that's the reason why you should do whatever you can to be a day one of Super Strong Star.
Absolutely. You can do that just by going to progresswrestling.com/tickets. JC, these two must be more familiar to you than some of the other competitors, but you must be kind of salivating at the thought of eventually catching this match and, you know, what the people that are going to be in the ballroom are going to experience on night one of Super Strong Star this year is going to be truly amazing. But give us your thoughts on these two and the match they're going to have.
The potential for this match to be the one that steals the entire weekend is very high. Let me change what I just said about Aramis. I did say if Aramis gets out of that first round tournament, look out. I'm going to change it to if he gets out of that first round tournament, look out because he's facing one of these guys. I'm going to give a slight edge to Johnny Progress because he's, I mean, you know what? I could go back and forth on this one. When it's Mad Dog's turn to talk, I'd be really interested
to see what the poll said. But Jack Evans, as I said in the opening, is a beast. Johnny Progress has he's got the it factor. He's been around for a number of years. He's wrestled in so many different promotions in high profile spots is why he gets the edge. And you know what? If Aramis gets out of the first round and he's facing Johnny Progress in the second round, I mean, I think that you got steal the show one night, steal the show the next night. So let's go Johnny Progress versus Aramis in the second round.
And Mad Dog, we said earlier, this Super Strong Style first round is so stacked. We mentioned about Warren Banks versus Big Damo, two huge names, two favorites. But when you talk about Johnny Progress and Jack Evans, once again, one of those big names is going to be eliminated from the tournament after this first round match. Give us your thoughts, my friend.
I know if it was me and I was flying all this way, I'd be absolutely raging if I got eliminated in the first round. But the interesting thing about the first day is all these athletes are fresh. They've not competed yet, so they're going to be hot off the blocks. So this makes that match even more exciting. There's going to be no people carrying injuries into matches. There's going to be, you know, they're not going to be tired and worn out. This is going to be two guys going at it, and it's going to be absolutely insane. Now, I've had a look at the polls, and at the moment, the prediction, you'll be interested to hear, is actually 90% of the Progress fans who are voting online think that Johnny Progress is going to progress from this matchup. But I mean, you know, don't count Jack Evans out. You don't travel the world and wrestle for 20 years and appear in all sorts of different companies and stuff, you know, if you haven't got the skills. And this guy is going to absolutely bring it and want to show people what he can do after 5 years of being away from the UK. But you never know, he could run into Starship Pain and there could be problems for him, so we'll have to see.
I got a feeling you tell Jack Evans that it's 90% against him, and he's gonna not just show up, but he's gonna show up big, and that's gonna
bring it.
The winner of this match, the four of us here and the rest of the fans.
Yeah, 100%. And the winner of that match could walk away with the whole thing. But we spoke about the right-hand side of the brackets. Let's have a look at the left-hand side, and it's equally as impressive. How about this match here? We spoke about Dean Allmark earlier, a favourite of the UK fans, a favourite of the Progress fans, going up against Northwest Strong's own Chris Ridgeway. And I've seen these two in the ring before, and they can hit hard. Both very, very technical, hard-hitting competitors. Dean Allmark is like the Harry Potter of the wrestling world. He invents moves in his sleep. And Chris Ridgeway can kick and strike as hard as anybody in the business. This is going to be an amazing match. Once again, an incredible match for night number one in the first round. Lee, Dino versus Ridgeway. It's going to be a hell of an encounter in round one.
Well, it is. And I have to say is that, in my opinion, nobody deserves a place in Super Strong Style 16 more than Dean Allmark. Is, I appreciate some people have said that he's Britain's best kept secret, but actually, if you're in the scene, I don't think he's a secret at all. I think he's somebody that every single person that really follows British professional wrestling knows how good Dean Allmark is. And I had an opportunity to catch up with Dean the other day, and he was telling me how excited he was for the opportunity, how he'd also been campaigned to be part of Super Strong Style 16. On a personal level, he's a fantastic guy, and I'm so thrilled that he's been given this opportunity to showcase what he's all about. Chris Ridgeway, if there's anything that epitomizes what Super Strong Style should be all about, it's his style of wrestling. So if anything, Super Strong Style 16 should very, very much be all about Chris Ridgeway. Will he be able to put it together? Will he be able to get past Dino? You know, time will tell. But if there was ever an opportunity for Chris Ridgeway to really show what he can do at Progress, now is the time. There's no excuses. It's for the World Championship. If he's ever going to do it, this might be the time.
Absolutely, absolutely. JC, another mouth-watering first-round match between two of the very best from the UK, but dare I say it, world-class talent, and they're going to have to put on a world-class performance to make it out of this one. What are you saying?
I think they will. Just to follow up with what Lee's saying, I hear nothing but excellent things about both competitors, especially, you know, Dean Allmark is the one I'm a little bit more familiar with. But I think you put up the Progress World Championship is just adding a little bit of sprinkle to what already is. When I first looked at the tournament, I'm like, this is the banger that's gonna take the match, or take the match of the night. Pardon me as I get tongue-tied. Hopefully we can edit that. But if not, it's real. I cannot wait for this match. I'm going to give a little bit of an edge to Ridgeway in this one. I think, you got that opportunity for the title. And not only that, but you got that opportunity to once again face Dean Allmark. And I think, hey, you can get everything up for that match. And again, we are winning in all of these matches. I cannot wait. I'm going to go Ridgeway.
Interesting. And Mad Dog, what do the polls even tell us on the Instagram polls? And another eagerly anticipated match, I'm sure, from yourself as well.
Yeah, definitely. This match could main event any show, any wrestling show anywhere around the world, to be fair. Chris Ridgeway, Northwest Strong, one of the best strikers in the game. You know, he's hard as what they say he is. He's a tough guy, wrestled extensively in Japan, been a champion in Japan very recently. You know, he heads up a catch team in the UK, Northwest Strong themselves, all people who he's taken under his wing and trained himself, who are all, you know, doing great all over the world. People like Rio, who's, you know, over in Japan at the moment, you know, Luke Jacobs, who's our Atlas champion. You know, these are all people who Chris Ridgeway has helped train, and the thing is as well, Dean Allmark, though, he helped train Chris Ridgeway. So, you know, Dino is just the man in, British wrestling. And, in progress, he has such a win-loss record. The only matches that I can think of him actually losing at progress are championship matches. He just hasn't quite gone all the way. And Ridgeway has fought at Super Strong Style before, as we mentioned a few years back. He fought Kyle O'Reilly. But since then, he has come on leaps and bounds, and he was in the Natural Progression series. He's wrestled a lot of times for Progress, but he hasn't taken his opportunity yet to become the champion. And, you know, this is a big time for both of them. Dean Allmark said it's his year. Chris Ridgeway says it's his year. And this is happening in the first round of the tournament, which is just insane, because this, as we said, could main event anywhere around the world, this match, and it's going on the first day. You know, it makes that day so special, and I can't wait to see them wrestle again. And the polls are telling me at the moment that Mr. Ridgeway is on 75%. So people behind Chris Ridgeway, the younger of the two fighters, but never count out Dino, Mark. You can never count out Dino, for sure.
Yeah, well, I'm rooting for Dino, but it's going to be a huge match. One of those, they're both going to want to prove themselves, and they're both going to want to take full advantage of the opportunity of being in Super Strong Style 16. And let's not forget, the winner of the whole tournament walks away as the new Progress World Champion. But the winner of that match in the first round will eventually go on to face the winner of this match that we're going to talk about next. Mr. Charles Crowley, the spectacular Charles Crowley, no less, going up against NXT UK breakout star. Mad Dog spoke to him at Progress HQ earlier on in the show, and that is going to be another incredible first round match. Charles Crowley, one of the breakout stars of the UK over the last year or so, performing all over the UK, and one of the most improved performers in all of British wrestling, going up against Charlie Dempsey. And as I said earlier, he means business. But Lee, I'm going to hand it over to you. Another amazing first round match.
Well, let me tell you something, Jonas. I've had that many messages of Crowley in telling me it's my time. I'm going to prove the Electric Ballroom wrong. I deserve my place in Super Strong Style. You've had people like Gene Money, who quite honestly have basically been quite vocal online in terms of whether or not Crowley deserves a position in Super Strong Style 16. He's obviously talked a really big game as Crowley. We've seen that online with the number of tweets that he's doing. Today I was tagged in a post for him working out and really going for it in the gym. He feels as though this is his time to prove that he's not just a breakout star, but he is the star. But from meeting Charlie Dempsey for the first time in person here at Progress HQ last week, wow, that boy is driven. He knows what he wants. He wanted to come to Progress. He only wanted to be part of Super Strong Style 16. He feels as though he is everything that Progress represents. He's obviously a breakout star in NXT right now. We all know what his pedigree and his lineage is. And my word, this is going to be spectacular, not just because Crowley's in it, but because we've got two absolute behemoths of people that in 5-10 years' time, we're going to look at this match and go, wow, do you remember that? Do you remember where you were when that match took place? These guys are stars, and these are the people we're going to be talking about for many, many years to come. And I think it's fair to say that, of course, you know, Dempsey is really making some moves, but I have never in my entire life since I've met Crowley seen him so motivated and a real will to win. He wants this and he wants it bad. Both of these guys probably want it more than anybody else that maybe, you know, that I've personally spoken to, maybe outside of Big Damo. These guys are absolutely pumped and I cannot wait to see this match. I'm really intrigued as to what's going to happen. But my word, these guys are the stars of the future. And they are going to be the stars of now after day one of Super Strong Style.
Absolutely. And Justin, going to throw it over to you. Another eagerly anticipated mouth-watering first round tie between two of the best young talents in the UK right now.
Yeah, 100%. Just as I'm always trailing off the back of Lee's answer, I think a lot of these matches that you have right now are going to be something in 10 years' time. Mm. When we're looking at it and going, oh, wait, these guys who are huge here and here actually met at Strong Style. It's going to be a Matt Classic. I'm going to give the edge to my guy Crowley, who is obviously driven on social media. You know, I never take anything away from a guy who wants it. It's just a matter of can you back it up? And you got somebody like Dempsey, and guess what? You're going to have to back it up. But I will give that edge to Crowley.
Absolutely. And from a man that's interviewed Crowley about 7 times in the last 12 months, I know how driven, determined and focused he is. But Mad Dog, this is going to be a great encounter. Like Justin said, two stars of the future. And we're going to be looking back on this match in 5 years' time and thinking that those fought each other at Super Strong Style this year.
Well, Crowley is an absolute shooting star. You know, he's not just a star. This is somebody who's just, you know, appeared, you know, and is such a great wrestler, such a talent, so entertaining, very eccentric. He's, you know, he's come from the carnival and he's, you know, he's such a special talent. And to see him, you know, in the ring anytime is just, it is breathtaking. And, you know, some of the stuff he does, he just keeps you captivated. JC, you know, this is somebody, you know, over in the States that you guys are going to want to see. He's so entertaining. Every movement and everything this guy does in the ring, every move he hits is calculated. And, you know, and everything he does is entertainment. He is, you know, the showman in the ring. But, you know, he's run into trouble here because he's been running his mouth. He wanted to be in this tournament. And look who he's ended up drawing, Charlie Dempsey. Somebody who's on, you know, I think an 8-match undefeated streak in NXT UK. As Lee mentioned, his lineage, you know, this is somebody who's he's not just been born with a pedigree, but he's also gone out and trained hard. Literally the day he came to the office to see us, he was on his way straight to Brazilian jiu-jitsu training. He's trained in different forms of fighting, catch wrestling, you know, he knows it all. And he is somebody who is very driven himself. And, you know, I think, you know, the striking game as well. It's poor Charles Crowley could be in, you know, for the beating of his life in this one, because Charlie Dempsey's got something to prove and he's got something to say. And he's coming to Super Strong Style. And I think he wants to kick Charles Crowley's head in already. So it's going to be intriguing to see. And this one really intriguing because the fans are absolutely split 50-50 on this one at the moment, and that's with a couple of hundred votes, 50-50, so nobody knows what's going to happen here, and you know, that's going to keep it exciting, and we can't wait to see what happens on the day. But you know, my prediction could be that Charles Crowley, as entertaining as he is and as a great wrestler he is, he could be in big trouble in this one.
if I can just add to that, Mike. So, you know, when lots of people, you know, come to me recently and gone, oh, do you remember when this person was a Super Strong Style? And you know what, we all know the history of Super Strong Style and some of the incredible people we've had in it. And some people say, oh, well, you know, do you remember this, do you remember that? And all nostalgic about things. Well, believe me when I say this, this is going to be one of the matches that people are going to have the exact same conversation about. I don't even think it's 5 years. I think it'll be as little as 2-3 years tops, in which everybody's going to go, do you remember when Charles Crowley and Charlie Dempsey were Super Strong Style? That's how bright a future these guys have got. And let me tell you first, and Jonas, when Charlie came into the Progress office, I felt scared just meeting him, right? His handshake, I thought my hand was going to come off, honestly. I was like, I don't really want to mess with you, mate. Far, far, far from it. And I was scared just meeting him. So God knows what Crowley's thinking, but my word, I mean, literally, you know, I mean, gosh, this is just brilliant. And I'm so just, I know it sounds a bit crazy, but just even as a fan, I just can't wait for this one.
There we go. Well, let's hope that the spectacular one has been put in the preparation, because that sounds like that's going to be an amazing match. But let's just have a quick glimpse at the brackets once again, because we've got one more quarter of the brackets, two more matches to talk about. And let's do so by talking about Malik versus Callum Newman. And Malik, no stranger to Progress tournaments, as I said to Mad Dog a couple of episodes ago, he was part of the Natural Progression Series tournament for Progress, I think in 2019. Callum Newman has been doing the business, one of the brightest, best young UK talents on the scene at the moment. This is going to be a fantastic match against two young UK stars looking to prove themselves on the big scene and go all the way and hopefully become the Progress World Champion. But Lee, I'm going to start with you again. This is going to be an interesting encounter between two young wrestlers that really want to prove themselves and go as far as they can.
Absolutely, and there is a little bit of history between these guys, which I think people are forgetting about, which means that there's going to be a lot of needle in this match. There's been some big comments on social media from what I would class as the Malik team, and you know, Callum Newman is, you know, he's a fantastic hot young prospect. Again, he needs no introduction. I'd love to know from Mad Dog exactly what the polls are showing this one, because this is a real difficult one to call. If you were to put a gun to my head, I'd say Malik has the advantage. But it's going to be a very tough one to call. But you know, both of these guys have got a lot to prove, and I think they've got wonderful futures ahead. But for me, I think Malik will take it.
Absolutely. So you've got the heavy hitter Malik against Callum Newman. JC, two young, bright, promising, very exciting young British prospects in such a stacked tournament, looking to go all the way. Any thoughts on this one?
I'll be real honest. I don't know much about either competitor, and I would be remiss if I came up here and pretended that I did. But what I know is, from what I hear, us talking, the fact that the title's on the line, they're young, that this should be another banger. Who wants it more? I can't imagine anybody coming in to this tournament, especially a young wrestler, overconfident. So I think what's going to happen here is a great match. I'm excited to learn about these guys. I will just assume that the Malik team, and just shot in the dark, I'm just going to piggyback off my boy Lee McAteer, and I'll go Malik in this one. But you know what? I hope if I'm wrong, I just hope that we got a good match. The only thing I want to say, if we back up to Crowley and Dempsey, we back up to Allmark and Ridgeway, all I know is what's happening with this discussion here is you guys are making me think back to the days of tape trading. So I'm wondering, as owner and custodian of Progress, is there any way that you guys could get a VHS copy of this out for me? along with like the fuzzy, grainy feel to it. If you guys can do that for me, that's what I feel is happening here. This is a tape trader's dream going on right now.
You know what, JC? It's really simple, my friend. It's literally, please subscribe to Demand Progress, or you can see it on Peacock TV whilst you're over there in the States, or the W Network around the world. And I believe we're also on Disney Plus in Indonesia, just in case you end up in Indonesia over Strong Style. Once it goes live. But sure, we'll make a VHS for you, mate. No problem.
That's all I want is a VHS copy, even though if I may see it on Peacock, I want the VHS.
Yeah, but of course, if you're able to travel, there's no better place to catch these matches than the Electric Ballroom, June the 3rd, 4th, and 5th. Go to progresswrestling.com/tickets. Mad Dog, this is going to be a really, really fascinating encounter. And name value might not be as big as a Johnny Progress or a Jack Evans, but you're going to be wowed by these two individuals, and they could surprise one or two people.
Oh, the talent on show in this one, you know. Callum Newman, Prince of Pace, along with his buddies, Danny Black, Maverick Mayhew, and Joe Lando, together, their CPF, close personal friends. They made their debut at Chapter 129, facing each other in a showcase match at the show in the Electric Ballroom, Choose You. And, you know, they've impressed every show those guys have been on, and they've decided that Callum's going to take part in this one, and he has been excellent. One thing we have forgot to mention is that not only have they had some past together when they first started training and wrestling around the UK, they've recently come against each other in a 4-on-4 match a couple of weeks back, and it was Malik who I believe picked up the win in that one, in that encounter. And you know, I think that could serve him well there. He's got Costas in his corner, of course. It could be a difference maker. Yeah. And Malik, you know, has performed so well. He was in one of my favourite Progress matches of recent times in the six-way a couple of months back. And he's also, you know, he's performed so well in a match against Jonathan Gresham at Everything Patterned, which has just dropped on the WWE Network. Definitely worth a watch if you haven't seen that show. One of my you know, favorite shows that I've been a part of. Really enjoyed watching that one. And Malik was one of the stars of the show. He is somebody who can deliver at the biggest stage, and you know, I think he will in this one, because Joe, you know, Callum even is you know, a brilliant talent, but I think it could be you know, the chance Malik's going to take here, but we'll see. Going to the polls, thinking about that, 50-50 again at the moment, guys. Oh, wow. 50-50 on the Instagram there. So the fans undecided on that one. Could go either way. And, you know, I'm pretty much the same. Could go either way.
Absolutely, absolutely. And that's going to be a fantastic match. But once they've got over that encounter, they'll be facing the winner of our final match that we're going to be talking about, the eighth match in Super Strong Star 16. That damn dirty dog, Gene Money versus Ricky Shane Page. Ricky Shane Page, a favourite of the Progress faithful. And we all know the epic journey that Gene Money's gone on over the last 2.5 years to get into Super Strong Style. And he managed to do so by pinning Kid Lykos at the end of Chapter 134. So Gene Money, he's fought and clawed his way into Super Strong Style, but Ricky Shane Page is going to be his first obstacle on the way to not only winning the tournament, but becoming the new world champion. Lee, this is going to be an amazing match with so much at stake in this first round.
It's incredible that one of these unbelievable competitors isn't going to make it into the next round. I mean, it's absolutely crazy when you think about it. You know, Gene Money has done everything he possibly could to showcase why he deserved a place as Super Strong Style 16. He wanted it, he earned it, he achieved it. But to think that in his first match, you got somebody of the caliber, Ricky Shane Page, in your way on your, what you think is your natural progression to becoming the Progress World Champion. I don't know what Gene's thinking, but we saw Gene this week tweet about the fact that he was preparing for Super Strong Style in a cake shop. I'm not sure that's going to be I have to say on a personal level, I quite like that. You know, it's probably exactly what I would do, but then I'm not a professional wrestler. I'm not an athlete, as much as I want to tell myself on. But when it comes to, when that bell rings, nobody is going to be more determined to showcase the entire globe what he is all about, and that is Gene Money. There's a reason why he's been campaigning for such a long period of time. But you've got to say to yourself, Ricky Shane Page, we all know his background, we all know his pedigree, and he is also a fan favorite. You've got two fan favorites going against each other. But I think it's going to be really difficult for Gene this, and I think, sadly, it's going to be a step too far, and I think Page will make it into the next round.
Oh, you've broken so many hearts there, so many Gene Money fans' hearts. But JC, you must be familiar with the campaigning and the saga and the story of Gene Money. Scratching and clawing, like I say, campaigning to get into Super Strong Style. You're probably familiar with Ricky Shane Page as well. Another brilliant first round match you're not going to want to miss.
You're not going to want to miss it. Yes, of course, I'm familiar with, as of late, Gene Money. In fact, I got a chance to talk to Big Damo about Super Strong Style, and just before he threw his workout bag at me and told him to leave him alone so he could prepare for his match, he did mention that he absolutely was keeping an eye on who Gene Money was. You know, it does seem like Gene Money has a rocket strapped to his behind right now. I'm not sure if I could say ass on here, but Ricky Shane Page, I'm going to go, you know, Gene Money, Lee McAteer and Mad Dog, you guys know me better than anything. You know I'm going to go with Ricky Shane Page. I'm not sure if hanging out at the cake shop is the best thing to do right before entering a tournament, but I'm going to go with all business Ricky Shane Page. Not going to be popular. I'm sure it's going to be one heck of a fight, but at the end, I think somebody who is focused on professional wrestling like a Ricky Shane Page will take out Gene Money. I'm prepared to be wrong, but Money's definitely on the radar, but I think Ricky Shane Page just outdoes him this time.
And Mad Dog, a match between two of the biggest fan favorites on the night in round one from the Electric Ballroom. This is going to be hard to call, but Gene Money's not going to give up without a fight, is he?
He's definitely not, you know, and I think you guys have mistaken the thing with the cakes. I didn't see him eating any cakes. I think he was in there showing his dedication as he managed to walk into that cake shop, seeing all those delicious snacks and treats. And he was being treat-wise. He didn't touch them bad boys. You saw the face on him. That damn dirty dog has been, you know, he's fasting. He's been dieting. He's been getting himself in the best shape of his career. He's worked so hard. He has campaigned and he's got there. And he wasn't having a cake. He's saving that cake for when he wins the Progress World Championship. And you'll see him back in that cake shop enjoying himself some sort of chocolate eclair or something right then, because at the moment, he wasn't having any cakes this week. That guy's been working hard in the gym. He's going to be ready. He knows what he's facing. He has drawn Ricky Shane effing Page in the first round of the tournament. This tournament that he was looking forward to winning, he now is not even guaranteed to get out the first round. He's got to face Ricky Shane Page. And this is somebody I've seen not just compete in wrestling matches recently. This is somebody I've seen compete in absolutely brutal death matches. This guy is going to fight and scratch and claw. And, you know, he's willing to do absolutely anything to get through to the next round. And I've seen him go through all sorts. And, you know, has Gene Money got enough to put Ricky Shane Page down? And, you know, the answer to that question is only going to be found out on Friday, the 3rd of June, when we are in the Electric Ballroom and everybody there, the Progress faithful, will be able to watch this match. And we will then find out exactly who is going to be going through to the next round. And I, you know, I hope Gene Money, I hope he can do it. But I know what Ricky Shane Page brings to wrestling. I know he's got technical abilities. He can fly high with the best of them. And, you know, he's a tough bastard. So it is going to be a hell of a match, that one. And the crowd, you know, what are they saying? What are the fans saying at the moment? They are saying at the moment that Gene Money, 70%
I mean, that for me is absolutely mind-blowing. Someone like Ricky Shane Page is coming here. He's not coming here to make the numbers. He's coming here to win. 100% coming here to win. And don't get me wrong, I'm so proud of Gene for making Super Strong Star 16. But I mean, again, if I'm proved wrong, I'm proved wrong. But I can't. I think that for me is a bit crazy. John, you've obviously asked us what we think. in terms of a lot of this stuff. This is obviously a match that's got some massive ramifications for so many different reasons. What do you think is going to be the outcome of Gene Money versus Ricky Shane Page?
I've got to go with my heart, Lee, and I've got to say that Damn Dirty Dog's going to go all the way, and he's certainly going to beat Ricky Shane Page on Friday. It's going to be close. It's going to be tough. I mean, the fans are saying that they want Gene Money to win. It is going to be the battle of his life, and he's going to have several battles of his life just to get through to the final, get anywhere near that world championship belt. But I've got to go with my heart, and I've got to go with Gene Money, a huge fan over here. He's going to have his big boy pants on Friday night. He's going to have AZ Lariat ready to knock Ricky Shane Page's head off. And I think it's going to be the 1-2-3 for the Damn Dirty Dog.
Interesting. I mean, I have to say, you know, obviously respect your opinion, Jonas, massively. For me, my head's ruling my heart in this one, and I really think Ricky Shane Page will deliver. I mean, let's be frank about it. If Gene does somehow manage to get the victory over him, he has got to be the biggest, the best Gene Money that anybody, anywhere, anything that has ever done has got to. I mean, honestly, the mammoth task he's got to take on Ricky Shane Page. You know, and I feel sorry for him, you know, of all the people to get in the first round after campaigning for such a long period of time to get Ricky Shane Page. He must be thinking, after everything that's happened and the consistent fight to get a super strong style, he must be thinking that someone up there is just, you know, has it in for him. But no, I don't know. We'll see. But I guess that's why we've got to be there on day one.
Absolutely. And if you need any more convincing how determined Gene Money is, go and check out his interview with So Calval over on the Progress Wrestling YouTube channel, which is available now. But let's have one final look at the brackets. We've discussed all eight matches. That's how they look. We've discussed who might face who if they were to win certain matches. Once again, guys, this is what it's all about. Mike, you had the belt out a couple of preview shows ago. The Progress World Championship is what it's all about. And the winner of Super Strong Style 16 this year will be the new world champion. So it's going to be a phenomenal tournament. And I'm even more excited, even more hyped than I have been so far. And I can't wait to be down in the Electric Ballroom the 3rd, 4th and 5th. And you can join us. ProgressWrestling.com/tickets. Before we move on to some of the singles matches, very, very briefly, any final thoughts on the tournament, Lee?
Do you know what? It's funny because going through this process with you, Jonas, and actually looking it through, you think to yourself, okay, that person's going to get through, that person's going to get through. And do you know what? You've now got me second guessing about Gene Money. Maybe he can do it. But, you know, there you go. You look on the screen, you look at someone like Warren Banks, Robbie X, Jack Evans. I mean, Jack Evans, he's not been here for 5 years. Do you think he's going to be coming all this way just to lose in the first round to John Morrison? You know, John Morrison himself, he's just coming off AEW and everything that comes with that. He's here because he wants to prove himself. You know, literally, John Morrison back on the WWE Network. You know, there's a lot of stories to be told here, a whole across the entire dynamic of Super Strong Style 16. And also what's interesting is getting JC's opinion. Obviously, JC is very much a, you know, a focal point of the American, you know, side, independent side. And that's also what makes this even more exciting for me, because at the end of this tournament, these names that JC may not necessarily be so aware of, everyone's going to know of them after this tournament. So there's another reason why you need to be there at day one.
Absolutely, absolutely. But any final thoughts from yourself, JC? I mean, you've been introduced to some names you may not have spoken about before, and some that you have. But having gone through them eight matches, must make you really, really interesting for what an amazing tournament is going to be this year.
So, yeah, looking at the tournament, it's going to be fantastic. I'm really excited about it. But I've got one lingering question for somebody over here who is not familiar with everything. Is there some type of Jack Tunney thing going on that I don't know about? Can we – former World Progress champion Jonathan Gresham, did I miss why he's not in this tournament?
It's a great question, JC, and it's one of the reasons why Jonathan has been messaging me. I've got a phone call with him later on. I think he's had a a lot to think about in terms of what's happened, how, of course, he became Progress World Champion, how he ended up losing the World Championship, and he's had some time to think about how he wants to move forward in Progress. And I'm very much looking forward to that call with him. There was obviously a lot of scenarios that happened, or dare I say shenanigans, that nobody was expecting. But I know that he does want to be at Progress over Strong Style weekend. And what that looks like, I'm not entirely sure. But as soon as I've spoken to him, I'll see what he has to say. And we'll go from there. But I don't think, you know, I think it goes without saying that Jonathan Gresham, he has got an unbelievable reputation, and rightly so. He's obviously the Ring of Honor world champion. But we weren't expecting the actions that he'd carried out in the ballroom. We weren't expecting what happened at the anniversary show. We all thought Warren Banks was going to take it. And then, of course, the Lycos boys got involved. We weren't expecting him to be stripped of the championship because of the actions again of Kid Lycos and Kid Lycos 2. And I think when you've gone through such a difficult scenario of actually doing one thing, doing the next, and then being betrayed, I think Gresh has needed a bit of time to really think about where he sees himself in Progress moving forward. And genuinely, I've got no idea what that looks like. But he's had some time out, and I'm sure he's going to want to regain his championship. But I'm sure there's a few things he wants to prove, and whether that's against the Lycos boys or people in between that, I think it's going to be really, really interesting to see what he has to say. I will say this, there is an invitation for him to come to Super Strong Style. What that looks like, I'm not entirely sure. But as soon as I know, then I will let everybody else know, and we'll announce it live, either on the next podcast, Jonas, or dare I say it, via our own social media. But you know, I think nobody more than myself was surprised about what happened with Gresh. I was really, really surprised by it all. I don't think anybody expected to see what happened. And for example, when in that last match he was picking up people's pints, and he was literally pouring people's pints into the trash bins, into the rubbish bins, right? Nobody expected that from Jonathan Gresham. Nobody expected that. Now that he's been betrayed, who knows what he's thinking next? But he's obviously not happy. I know he's not happy from the messages that he sent me, but he will be at the ballroom, I'm sure. But in what way, time will tell.
Absolutely, absolutely. And as we said, the eight matches there will all lead eventually Sunday the 5th of June to the brand new Progress World Champion. But also throughout Super Strong Style weekend, June the 3rd, 4th and 5th, we've also got some matches that we're going to briefly touch on. We have recapped these in depth on the previous two hype shows for Super Strong Style. But of course, you've got the triple threat ladder match for the Progress World Tag Team titles. The 0121 current world champions going up against former champions Smoking Aces and huge crowd favourites Sunshine Machine. That is going to be chaos. That is going to be phenomenal. That is going to be an amazing ladder match that could go anywhere around the ballroom. But eventually, one team is going to have to scour the ladder to retrieve those bouts to become the new champion. And the match that we announced on the last episode, the last hype show, a triple threat match, will be on day two. Alex Winter versus Eliza Alexander versus Raven Creed. Three of the best UK talents are going to be going in the ring together over Super Strong Style weekend, day two. Not forgetting another reason to be there on night one. You've got Pro Wrestling Eve, who are going to be putting on a special show. Doors 8 o'clock, show kicks off 8:30. Tickets are available via Dice or via progresswrestling.com/tickets as part of a double bill for night one. And of course, another match that we spoke about in depth last time, Cara Noir, former Progress World Champion, going up against bitter, bitter rival Spike Trevet in an I Quit match, a loser must leave Progress Wrestling. And that's going to be absolutely phenomenal. Not forgetting, for the Progress Wrestling World Women's World Championship, you've got the current Progress Women's World Champion, Giselle Shaw, going up against former champion Kanji, looking to regain her title. Some phenomenal exhibition title matches that are going to be taking place over them 3 days. Just in a nutshell, your thoughts on those matches as a final selling point as to why we should be getting tickets for Super Strong Style. Lee.
That ladder match needs no introduction. Again, you've got three unbelievable teams. 0121 Smoking Aces. Can Sunshine Machine finally do it? I can confirm that we do have the ladders. And, you know,
God knows. More than one ladder, Lee. Martin manage to stretch the purse strings?
Yeah, we've pushed the boat out. We've got more than one ladder.
Yes.
You know, these guys are determined to steal the show. And I would be amazed if, when they're out there, they're not stealing the show. That's for sure. We've got an incredible women's match. It's incredible for a number of reasons, especially because Lana Austin isn't there. And then you've got a absolutely loser leads progress match, which I have to say, you know, Spike Treve is literally, it's a reign of terror. And sadly, it appears he's got into Cara's head. We've seen that from the interactions from the audience at the ballroom and at the dome. The question for me is whether or not the first words that Cara Noir says in progress are "I quit." And if they are, where does this leave Cara Noir? Where does it leave him? At the same time, wouldn't it be, again, and again, this is no disrespect to Mr. Treve, it would certainly make our lives a lot easier if he was leaving progress. But there's only one way to find out, and that's to obviously be there. But yeah, it's going to be, you know, and also, dare I say it, when we find out what Mr. Gresham is wanting to do after our conversation, who knows what might be happening over Strong Style Weekend with John as well. But there's a lot to look forward to. And truthfully, I don't know what my favourite match is to look forward to. What's your favourite match, John? Which one are you looking forward to the most?
I've got to say the ladder match. I absolutely love tag team wrestling. You throw in a couple of ladders as well, and that's my cup of tea, and I can't wait to see that on day two from the Elect Drip ballroom. But some phenomenal teams there. But let's be honest, you can't afford to miss a single match that we've already spoken about over them 3 days. But that ladder match for me, Lee, is the one that I'm looking forward to the most. But Mr. Clapper, some amazing extra matches that we've just kind of highlighted there besides the tournament itself, some matches to kind of get your teeth into, some matches with some real ramifications as well.
Well, ladder matches, I think the audience today is, it takes them a little bit for granted, but that's a dangerous match. And anything could happen. Somebody could get injured. So that's a pick'em. That's a pick'em. Spike Treve versus Cara Noir has my full attention. Spike Treve throwing out those promos. He's a nasty, nasty dude. My biggest question is, in order to beat Spike Treve, does Cara Noir have it in him to dig deep and find that persona, find that hint of evil within him in order to over... That's what I'm going to be looking at. Can he bring that viciousness? Can Spike bring that out of him? And who knows? Maybe that's what Spike Treve has wanted this whole time, is to bring that out of Cara Noir. As far as the women's matches go, I'm very excited about them, but it is tough to have any match in progress that's a women's match and does not include Lana Austin, because she is one of the greatest rising, dare I say it, already a superstar there. She does not yet follow me on Twitter. I've been very vocal for my support, but she's a busy girl, so I understand. I'm sure someday she'll come around. So every match is worthy of being on my VHS right now, but I got to say, does Spike Treve pull that extra gear out of Cara Noir? That's really what I'm looking forward to. And that's on top of the tournament to crown the world champion. How could you not be there? If you're close, I'm in the States. I can't make it. My passport's expired right now. I'll get it. I'd be ready to climb over there. So you guys, you're very lucky to be seeing it live. I can't wait to find out the results and watch it on Peacock.
Wonderful. Mad Dog, take us home. Talk to us about why we should be getting tickets for Super Strong Style and some of those matches, then fringe matches outside of the tournament. They're not just fringe matches. Like I say, the ramifications of those matches are going to be life-changing.
Guys, we've heard it all here. We've got 16 of the best competitors in the world taking part in this Super Strong Style 16 tournament in London. That's going to be insane all on its own. So many great things to see. There's Lucha Libre matches, there's technical masterclasses, there's hard hitting, there's storylines aplenty, there's things going on there that have been running on for a long time. You know, Gene's campaign has been massive. You know, can it happen for him? There's so many ramifications. Anything could happen in the ballroom. Then we've got that tag team triple threat ladder match. Those guys are going to put it all on the line. I cannot wait to hear the dueling chants from the Electric Ballroom crowd as they chant for all three of those teams. We've heard it at the last couple of shows with the dueling chants going on for 10, 15, 20 minutes before we've even been able to start the matches. You know, it had to be edited to go out on the network and on demand because it was so long, the chants, you know, of those shows. It was just insane. And one of those teams is going to climb the ladder to victory and take home that tag team gold. We've got the 2 out of 3 falls match between Giselle and Kanji. You know, can Kanji reclaim the women's championship? There's so much to get your teeth into at these shows. It's 3 days in London. It's the Queen's Jubilee. We are going to have a party at Progress. And that one thing we cannot forget is Kara versus Spike. You know, what a feud it has been. And we are going to find out what's going to happen in that I Quit match, because one of those guys is going to say I quit, and the loser of that match, he's going to leave Progress, and we are never going to see them again. And, you know, there's so much on offer there. You know, why would you not want to be there? You've got to be there. Make sure you're there. You've got the chance. Get your flights booked. Get your hotel booked. Justin, get your dinghy, your canoe out.
Get your passport sorted, Justin. Get your passport sorted.
You're going to have to sneak in the country on this occasion. But definitely. You've got to be there, guys. You don't want to miss it. The Mad Dog's going to be there. Lee McAteer's going to be there. Jonas is going to be there. We'll have Justin's passport.
Lana Austin ain't going to be there, Mike.
Lana's not going to be there. No. Oh, man. Well, you know, she's a legend. Daily Star's favourite. She'll be back, I'm sure, at some point.
I've actually heard that Lana's bought a ticket, so she might. I don't know. She might be there. Who knows?
Oh, here we go. This is just picked up.
I used to like you, Jonas.
But guys, as if we haven't sold it enough, as if we haven't kind of hyped up Super Strong Style enough in the last hour and 20 minutes, get your tickets, progresswrestling.com/tickets. You will not be disappointed. Then 16 amazing competitors in those fantastic, mouthwatering 8 first round matches should be enough alone to crown to get you to see who's going to be the new Progress World Champion, and the other matches that we've just highlighted a moment ago. It's going to be a phenomenal 3 days of action. But the custodian of Progress, Lee McAteer, thank you so much for coming on the show again.
Thank you. Jonas, I've got one last question for you.
Yeah, go for it. Yeah.
Who do you think is going to win Super Strong Style?
Oh, it's got to be between Warren Banks and Gene Money. Those are my guys. That would be a great final, wouldn't it? Can you imagine? Can you imagine? So I'm going, like I say, that's my final prediction. But between one of those two for sure. Thank you, Lee, for coming on the show once again.
Thank you very much, John. It's really, really appreciate it. Great to spend time with yourself. Great to see JC. And of course, it wouldn't be a preview show without the Mad Dog and his James Bond lookalike in the background.
Here he is.
There we go. Justin, amazing to be speaking to you. And thank you for your input and insight into Super Strong Style 16.
Thank you. If I could plug away, you can find
go for it.
Twitter at JC Pro Wrestle. My TikTok is still blowing up, so at JC Pro Wrestle, I got some great clips there, checking it out. And thank you, guys. And if I could say one last thing to the wrestling fan, if you have not been to any show live, this is your show to go to. It's great watching it from the comforts of your own home. But if this is down the corner from you, down the street, an hour drive, a 2 hour drive, I know how you guys in England, you think, hey, that's a 2 hour drive. If I drive any further, I'm going to be in the water. Get there, be there. There's nothing like seeing Progress Wrestling live.
100%. And Mad Dog, thank you as always for being a fantastic co-host and a great friend. And thanks for joining us again on this special preview show.
Not a worry at all, my friend. And thank you, guys. Always a pleasure to speak to you all and talk about wrestling. We're so looking forward to the show. And, you know, we hope as many people as possible can join us there. It's going to be a real party in London. It's going to be so much fun. And, you know, make sure to keep your eye peeled on Progress social media as well, because there's still a couple more announcements yet to appear. So make sure you're there in the ballroom. We will be. And catch you again soon. Thank you again, Jonas.
There we go. And we're going to take you home with the Kanji and Giselle Dragon Slayer video. But thank you very much, and we'll see you all at the ballroom.
My name is Kanji. My spirit is damaged, but I hold strong.
The Komodo dragon has a very unique method of killing its prey. First, it'll attack with full force. And when it appears to have lost the fight, it'll back off, leaving its prey to escape. But in the mind of the dragon, it has already won, because the venom of the Komodo dragon is slow acting. And over time, it weakens. And when it is too weak to defend itself, the dragon moves in for the kill.
I've traveled this path before, each step already taken. Should I fall? As long as this world remains, my name will live in it.
I knew about your injuries. Do you really think it was a coincidence I attacked your arm the way I did? I was taking the fatal bite.
All I ask is that my worth not be questioned until the final fall. Judge me then.
Giselle Shaw is the dragon of progress. And now, the dragon guards the treasure.
I take a stand for everyone that has been damaged and felt the urge to stop, because it's never that time. And I will stand before you and make that moment unfold into eternity. Our treasure was taken. The people's honor stolen by a dragon that remains untried and untested. I am the Dragon Slayer, and I will claim back the people's treasure by right of conquest. My name is Kanji.